John, what do other doctors say about some of the work you've done with regards to Overdosed America? I mean, do they support you, or do they kind of like run away and go, what are you doing to us?
Well, I'm getting wonderful feedback. The book really turns on Vioxx and what I learned about Vioxx in the fall of 2001. It sounds like a pretty wild story, and I remember when I told my partner in family practice that you can no longer trust what's in the journals, not even the best journals. Even the best journals you can't trust. And he looked at me like I was having a psychotic break or something, because that's heresy. It's like saying that our religious beliefs aren't true. But when Vioxx got recalled, it really captured doctors' attention, because they realized now that they had been duped, that this was not something that was a criticism that was coming in from people who were political radicals or that were out of the mainstream. That the mainstream docs are now coming to the understanding, and I think people have been, non-doctors have been way ahead of the doctors on this, but the docs are now coming to the understanding that our system of generating medical knowledge doesn't work well. And the Vioxx is a perfect example.
Absolutely, and I've got to tell you, for Merck to pull it when it did, finally, now we're going to talk about that past 3 years because you raised a good point, but for them to finally pull it, that tells you how bad this thing is.
Right. They needed to pull it. They acted responsibly in September when they learned the results of this last study.
Would you call it responsibly, John, or would you say covering its behind?
Well, it's kind of like in tennis when we're... When you hit a short ball and somebody's going to hit it down your throat, you say, what do? And the answer is you turn around and duck.
Exactly.
And that's what they did, is turn around and duck, but that was the right thing to do at that point. The question is, why was Merck, why was Vioxx on the market being so heavily marketed, advertised to doctors and patients, for three years, when Merck and the FDA knew that this drug was significantly more dangerous and no more effective than naproxen, which is sold over the counter as Aleve, or you can get it as generic Aleve, costs a fraction, a tenth or a twentieth as much as Vioxx. So Merck and the FDA knew that this drug was causing more heart attacks, blood clots, and strokes than naproxen. They knew that in 2000. Merck knew it in March of 2000. Why did that drug stay on the market, and why was it so heavily advertised?
Good point.
In 2000, Merck spent more money advertising Vioxx than was spent marketing Pepsi or Budweiser beer. Truly. And why? Because they had a drug that was no more effective than the cheaper alternatives, significantly more dangerous, and they knew that they could make a fortune on it. They sold $7 billion worth of Vioxx after they knew it was more dangerous.
Now, couldn't they have also taken the time, John, when they realized 3 years ago that they had a big problem here, couldn't they have gone to their researchers and say, hey, we got a problem here. Look what's going on. We got to change this drug. Can't they do that?
I don't know that they can change the drug, but what they can certainly do is look for new drugs that don't have cardiovascular problems. And what they could also, George, what I believe their responsibility was to make what they knew known, make the risks of Vioxx known to doctors, so that doctors would not be prescribing this drug, thinking they were prescribing a safer drug, when in fact they were prescribing a more dangerous drug. The only reason to prescribe this drug, Vioxx, is that it is safer, but Merck knew it was more dangerous. Now that is why the subtitle of my book is The Broken Promise of American Medicine, because in my mind, what was driving Merck at that point was their own financial health, not the health of the American people. That's the problem. And that Merck is not going to get away with this. Merck has a tremendous legal problem on its hands. I hope that that helps the other drug companies to see that you cannot make money by fooling American people and the American doctors into thinking that their products are safe when they're not.
I assume, John, you were writing this book well before the announcement of the Vioxx recall, right?
No, I understood about Vioxx in the fall of 2001. I found what happened is The CEO of Merck is being honest when he says that Merck did give its full data to the FDA.
Okay, was he also honest when he said his wife was taking Vioxx?
He is, but I can't comment on his relationship with his wife. I don't know what his motives were.
Oh, God. Okay, I know where you're going there. All right.
I'm not privy to that information, but it's true that he did, that Merck did put, make the, was transparent, made the information available to the FDA, and it is true that the FDA made it available. So it's on the web, it is on the FDA website, but it is almost impossible to find it unless you know exactly what you're looking for, and it's impossible once you get there to understand what it means unless you know how to read research.
Well, do you think your book was one of the reasons why Merck decided to pull Vioxx?
It didn't. My book helped the case. That the story was being told is definitely one of the reasons, because when Ray Gilmartin, the CEO of Merck, says that the information they had in March of 2000 wasn't proof that Vioxx was more dangerous, there's a lot of spin in that, and I want to help to unravel that spin for your viewers, for your listeners, not just so that they understand about Vioxx, so that everybody understands about the rest of the drugs that are being pushed on us through advertising.
Absolutely, because also what is very important here as well is credibility and confidence. And the next time Merck comes out with another drug, one that they claim will do similar things that Vioxx did to help people, but without the side effects, who's going to believe them?
That's right. That's right. This scandal is just like the Securities and Exchange Commission scandal, when we found that the stock analysts were getting paid to push certain stocks so people would buy them even when they weren't a good investment. That's really the situation we're in right now. The American people are not being served by what's going on. This is not a left or a right, a political, conservative or liberal issue. This is an issue about basic decency and what is the health of the American people. What happened in 2000, Merck did a study that was a well-designed study. It involved 8,000 people with rheumatoid arthritis. Half of them were randomly assigned to take Vioxx, and half of them were randomly assigned to take naproxen, which is sold over-the-counter as Aleve or generic Aleve. The results of that study, as Merck correctly points out, were published in November 2000 in the New England Journal of Medicine. The problem is that the article that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine concluded that Vioxx causes significantly fewer serious gastrointestinal problems, which is true. The problem is that the article left out the most important data, that it causes even more heart attacks, blood clots, and strokes than it prevents GI complications. And overall, Merck's own study, overall, shows that Vioxx causes 21% more serious complications than naproxen. So the drug that was being sold on the basis of being the safer drug was actually a significantly more dangerous drug. Now, the FDA knew that. The FDA analysts knew that well. They wrote in the fall of 2000 that Vioxx is a significantly more dangerous drug than naproxen. And the cardiovascular reviewer said that based on the cardiovascular risk, meaning the risk of heart attacks, blood clots, and strokes caused by Vioxx, that naproxen, it could lead one to conclude that that naproxen is the preferred drug. And the FDA analyst actually underlined preferred, meaning that naproxen is the preferred drug over Vioxx.